Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. You know what it is, and tonight's the night when we interview the R&B great, Trey Marquise, right here on Monstrous Radio with E-Monster. Don't forget, we are an interactive show. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm trying to get all my stuff going over here. Apparently, we're having some issues at this current moment. You dig? But we're going to try to get through it, so hopefully my microphone's even open, because if not, then I'm in trouble. So, yeah, we got a lot of things going on, Wet, Wet Wednesday. You know how we do it. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. We're going to get into that. See, I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, we should have a sexy topic. We usually do get into some things. You know how it is. Sometimes some people call in on some freaky diggy. It is what it is. But you know what? You know how we do it around here. Apparently my system is still not loading quite as of just yet. I'm praying that y'all can hear me. If you can hear me out there and you got my phone number, can you text me? Let me know you can hear me. You dig? Because, I'm trying to get this thing going. So, let's see. All right, that's starting to work. All right, we're going to get it going around here slowly but surely. But we definitely going to get into it. So let me go over here right quick. So what's some things y'all think y'all going to want to ask Trey Marquise around here tonight? Huh? What's some things? Oh, damn it, it still didn't load. What's some things y'all going to want to ask him? I know the ladies going to want to ask him, what's up with the future of Baby Mama song? I got some other new music that he has given us. You dig, to spin for y'all tonight. So we definitely going to get into that as soon as I can get this system open, which we going to stay positive because it's going to happen. All right, there's our partial internet. Where's my other piece where it won't get me to? All right, so like I said, what's some good questions? I mean, for real, what's some good questions that we could ask Trey Marquise tonight on Monstrous Radio, if we can get to this damn system? So, let's see. I see we're getting a lot of light on the link. Apparently, you guys can hear me out there. I think so. Somebody ain't text me yet. But we're going to make it do what it do. So I guess we're going to sit here for a hot second, try to load this system up, see what we get out of it. Until then, just hold on a moment. Stick with me. E-Monster, Monsters Radio. Having difficulties. I'm about to stick a motherfucking coat hanger in this motherfucking thing over here. You know, like your mom and pops or grandpops used to do back in the 70s to make the TV work. It is what it is. Alright, hopefully I still got y'all there with me. Here we go, now we got it working right. So alright y'all, let's go ahead and get into the show. I told you, I was going to go over here and stick the little coat hanger in the system like an old school TV, and I was going to get this motherfucker working. So alright, we're going to go ahead and get into it. So now I can really get into this interview we're about to do with Trey Marquise right quick. So I'm going to get into some of this music to help get y'all into the mood for this Wet, Wet Wednesday. But hold on, I got to set up the show now that I actually got it working. So So, all right, I hope y'all ready to get into it. Because, hey, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday starts right about, wait for it, play with it, now.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So, go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, this is that new Ray J to help you get into it. Coming up soon, Trey Marquis.
Our love's been tested lately. We always in the public eye. But when we finally get alone, I'm reminded why my heart still belongs to you, girl. And I don't ever, baby, don't make me live without you. You're my only sin. Peace, the balance that I really need. Ooh, yeah. All I need is you. You make me feel like all I need is you. And when the curtains close and the lights go down and the phantom pull off, I'm saying when the show is over, camera stop recording. I can't wait till it's just me and you. You got me saying, oh, 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 oh. And when the curtains close and the lights go down and the phantom pull off, better know.
I'm gonna go ahead and stop before I hurt somebody like you. It is what it is. So, all right, I'm going to keep going. See, I don't turn on the light in the middle of my flash mix. I'm a little excited about this interview coming up tonight with Trey Marquise. There's like a coalition of DJs and radio personalities that we have, and we always try to go out and find hot artists. And I'm glad to say I found this dude right here, and I won one of the awards for finding this dude right here. So check it out. The man of the hour, Trey Marquise. This right here is Future Baby Mama. I don't mess up the 2 a.m. splash mix, but we're going to get right back into it. After that, we're going to go to Texas, and then we might open up the lines. We might. I don't know. Grind with me. This right here is Future Baby Mama. You heard it on the show. Ooh-wee.
Stars in the sky can't shine like you on their worst day. You make everything all good, 24/7 birthdays, yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down, they just extra. Don't converse with these lanes, they just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you.
There she goes. Looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a great kid. Again, there she goes. Looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a great kid.
Living room wall, put your picture in a frame. You can tell the world I ain't ashamed, baby. You can have it all. Give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hating, but what they really saying? Your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to a front door, singing there she goes.
Dude, I got coming out of Texas. Can you imagine if I had a Monstrous Radio event on Valentine's Day and I had both these dudes right here? I'm just saying, Suave, it's called Love Me. Ooh, wait, splash, baby, splash.
Yeah.
tell you they can do, but you're the one that turns me on. I feel like getting it on when I'm with you. Now I can do a lot of things others may never even try.
Coming in from Texas on a wet, wet Wednesday, hogging the lane. That's Suave. So, all right, y'all. So, you know, I'm a DJ. You know, I be in the clubs. I do events, all kinds of things. You know, I be trying to make my own little mixes when I go over to a lady's house and shit. You know what I mean? I was about to spin this right here, this track right here that I really like. You know what I mean? But old girl shut me down. The little housekeeper right here, Maria, she still want me to play. It's that little Boosie. What's that, Kiss You? You know what I'm talking about? That shit right there, bang. But it got me no love when I was in a situation. She just got up, walked off, like, that's not sexy, player. That's not sexy. It is what it is. Little Maria's like, bump that, bump that. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of feeling that, Maria. But then again, too, I thought about it. Shit, you going to fuck around and tell somebody about one of our escapades? I'm going to have to bust you with the mop bucket. It is what it is. So I'm going to play some of this remedy. I told y'all it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. This is called Fast Car, Monstrous Radio. We're getting ready for some trademark queefs coming up here real soon. I hope y'all stay with me. Ooh-wee, Wet Wet Wednesday, Hump Day music. Be Monstrous. Fast Car.
One in your eyes, she happy with him. shoot. Yeah. The curfew is 12, can we push it up to 2? Huh? The night's still young, got a lot more to do. But I know you gotta work, so if not, that's cool. Yeah. I know you got a man, but I swear he a fool. Yeah. What he gon' do when I pull up outside? What he gon' do when you hop up in the ride? I ain't stuntin' over him, I'm just tryna get it right. I'm just tryna
feel you out, I'm turn you out, show you right.
Keep a hot remix on deck, right? You know I keep a hot remix on deck. Trey My Quick will be calling in real soon. You dig? Check it out. This is Jeremiah. It's called R.I.P. It's the remix. And it's sexier than a motherfucker.
R.I.P. I just killed the pussy. Told all the friends I did the pussy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I ain't even have to eat the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I overheard a man's a pussy.
Yeah.
So I RIP, 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 just killed the pussy. Now she told all the friends I did the pussy.
Yeah.
I just say what it is, pussy. Plus, you know, her man's a pussy. Plus, you know, my pocket's lean. Plus, you know, my all in gold. Honestly, I wanna let her see it. I just know she wanna take it low. Bet she saw me up a blast off. The best she never ever seen me. Just a young boy trying to meet the whole world. Shout out Mr. Feeny. Riding down that block, yeah. With two freaks, they got Rosé for them, Dom Perignon for me. These new Balmain super nasty though. Balenciaga's on my feet. When it comes to D, I'm putting on LeBron James in these streets. Let me bangin' on them, bangin' on them. I'm too ballin' when I'm hangin' on them. Some songs y'all sing over and over and over. Ain't no stranger home. Let that money roll out. Y'all niggas ain't gettin' it. In the bathroom, back of the club. Y'all thought I was shittin' in it. But
I just killed the pussy. Now she told all her friends, yeah, how I did the pussy.
My man's out there hatin', go get that man some pussy. Y'all, I overheard your man's a pussy. So I RIP, I just killed the pussy. And she told all the friends I did the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I just say what it is, a pussy. Plus, you know, her man's a pussy.
Got him moaning like.
Ooh.
Singing my songs like.
What you want?
I want it. a man's pussy.
Yeah. That's that new Jeremiah. You know, we got the hottest upcoming independent artists and the hottest remixes on the internet right here on Monsters Radio. This is our live show. Don't forget, you can find out more about our show, artists, events that we do, the club that we DJ, all those things over at monstrousradio.com. And I got to explain to you guys how to get there. Some people try to spell it the correct way and get lost. It's monsterusradio.com. monsterusradio.com. So, all right, that's what it is. So, I believe we got the man of the hour over here, Mr. Trey Marquise himself. So, all right, y'all, let's go over and see if this is him. Hello, sir. Is that you, Mr. Trey Marquise?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What's good, bro?
What's up, man? What's up? How you been? How you been?
Hey, I'm just over here feeling monstrous. You know, I'm kind of stoked about this interview. You know what I mean? I'm over here like Double Dutch, just waiting to get it in, waiting to jump in my turn. yeah.
Hey, as long as I got next, I'm
radio.
Cool.
That's what's up. That's what, hey, we're going to have to do some little freestyle. I'm going to beat you, though, but it is what it is. welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you. You know what I mean? It's all about
thank you.
Being an actual DJ along with being an artist. To me, it's about exposing new artists and their talent to the world, because a lot of people be like, oh, the music game is this, the music game. No, y'all just not looking for it. Y'all just taking what the people are feeding you. So I went out and I found you dig, and I want to present you to the world because I think you need to be exposed. You know what I mean? So I welcome
you
to the show.
Thank you once again. Yeah, I want to say, yo, man, I'm happy to be on the radio station with you, man. I'm most definitely glad, you know, that you found me on YouTube. And I'm just real eager. I'm real eager for the future, you know, especially with me and for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into it. Well, I guess first off, you did go ahead and tell people how they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. That is Instagram.com/TreyMarquise. That's spelled TreMarquise. Same with Twitter, but the underscores before everything else. You can go to Facebook. You can find me, Facebook.com/TreyMarquise. You can find me on there as well.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, you know, one thing we do got to get out the way, we do what we call around here on Monsters Radio Live, we do what we call an urban radio weather report. We used to have a weatherman, but he quit because we used to pay him in food stamps. He think he too good now, but when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So go ahead and tell the people where you at and what's the weather like, bro.
All right, I'm live from South Bend, Indiana, born and raised. Right now, it's snowing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's probably about a good 38 degrees out where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's what's up. Because, hey, usually when people call in, they can call in from Cali, tell them it's 98. I just hang up on them. You dig? Because I'm in Minneapolis and it's
right,
cold as it is there. Right. So, all right. So, hey, before we get into your music, you know, why don't we let the people know who you are as a person? I mean, are you a father, a cashier, a pastor, a pimp, a player? I mean, who is Trey Marquise?
All right. I am Trey Marquise. I am 20 years old, even though some people going to think that I'm 25 or 26. You know, I graduated high school when I was 17. That is 2013. You know, shout out to everybody who graduated that year. You know, I've been doing music for a while now. You know, I wasn't very like secure, and I was just very insecure with my voice. So I started to rap when I was younger. So this is my actual first year, you know, pushing forward with being a vocalist, a singer. So, and from all the accomplishments this year, you know, it's been amazing. I've got some great feedback from everyone in my city, my state, and kind of all over the U.S. So, I mean, some musical influence that I have One is Michael Jackson. I love watching him perform. Usher, Eric Bellinger, he's a new artist. He is, that man is amazing at what he does, you know. And then growing up, went to church, you know, so my church band, YPJ and FEC, they gave me all of the knowledge that I have right now. So, yeah, you know, I do want to make one shout out to LaJuan Easton and the PS Boys movement. They got me started. I don't know if anybody watched the Future Baby Mama video, but the bald head guy in there, that's him. So, yeah, you know, that's a little bit about me. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I do have a 2-year-old son. So, yes, I am a father as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, your homie went ham in the video. I enjoyed that little clip at the end because, you know, usually people put things at the end, you'd be like, whatever. But, yo, I actually watched it, and I damn near fell out my chair. He got so excited. It's, what do you call it, 1999 at first or something like that?
He was like, we live like, oh, from no. 995 and the
that's what's up. That's what's up. But, hey, that's just people enjoying the moment. So, all right, how did you get your confidence built up to, you know what I mean, continue or even come out doing music?
Right. I've been on LaJuan since I could walk, you know, him and his brother. And he told me that he was going to work with me, you know what I'm saying? He took me under his wing, mm-hmm. and he got me to where I am now. And, you know, he was pretty much the anchor. He was holding it down for me, even though people, you know, they told me I would never make it. They told me I wasn't ready, and he just kept pushing me and kept pushing me and kept pushing me. So now, you know, that confidence is built up, and I am pushing myself. You know, I have other people within my city and outside of my city pushing me as well. So that confidence, you know, is there. It's most definitely there. And I don't want people to get mixed that, like, I don't want people to mistake that as cockiness, because that's one thing I'm not cocky. I'm very humble. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you still, like, influence some of the rap skills that you have into your music to influence you being a double threat and all?
Yes. On my EP that I am working on, titled Dirt, Do It Right This Time, there is a song where I have a verse in there. So, yeah, you know, I didn't want to stray too much into the rap, you know. But there is one song on there, so I can just give people a preview of what they can have in store to listen to in the future.
Okay. Is it one of the tracks that you sent me?
Yes, it is. It's Make You Say.
Okay, sorry, you broke up just a little bit. Which one is it?
Oh, it's titled Make You Say.
Make You Say. Oh, okay, there we go. All right, it kind of plays off the back of that video, too. So, all right, let's go ahead and check out his track right quick so you guys really feel who we're talking to. Now, you already heard his other tracks, Future Baby Mama, Potential here on Monsters Radio. So you haven't heard this one. This one right here is really nice. Check it out. Trey Marquise. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, Trey Marquise. Marquise.
Trey Marquise. There we go. All right, Trey Marquise. Make You Say right here on Monsters Radio Live.
Let's do it.
I don't care, I'm trying to see you come up out them underwear. Your body's looking nice, and I'ma lick it just right. Your last man ain't a savage, I'ma kill it all night. You know I'm on it, and you know you want it. Your body's so horny, you should ride me like I am a pony. I know you're excited, so please girl don't fight it. I'm having a party, let's party, your body's invited. You know it's good when you recall. recording it up on your phone.
On your phone.
It's obvious. You like it when I'm pulling on your head, holding up them legs while I'm eating it. You like it when I lick my lips, I'm reading it. So get ready for an adventure. Giving that body pleasure to remember.
The way I'm dogging the pussy, feeling like Kobe Bryant, how I'm hogging the pussy. Give me your buzz, the way she feeling that woody. I can be on Sesame Street the way I'm eating the cookie. Hold on, you ain't never had a nigga like me. Scratching on my back like a nigga got fleas. Giving her the wool like she climbing on trees. Going too deep like she screaming trademark keys. Hold on, tell me what you like. Matter of fact, we can do that shit twice. Had him next week, put that thing to sleep. Wake up, do it again in the middle of the night. Bet you be coming back for more. You will be ready for show. And I promise this time I'ma make you say,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
I'ma make you say,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Baby, I'm gonna make you say,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
I'm gonna make you say,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's what it knows. Yeah, I'ma make y'all wait to hear the rest of it. Y'all gotta go buy it. Excuse me, bro. I'm drinking water. I'm gonna make y'all wait to go buy it to check the rest of that. So all right, bro. So tell us, I want to say tell us. I mean, what you went through to make the song, but I'm just still in awe because you know I was gonna try to be funny at first and be like, I mean, did you switch up the singing because you was wet as a rapping or something? But no, bro, you jabbed out. So all right, first tell me about what you went through to create the song, and then, I mean, wow, I mean, where do you get the inspiration to rap from?
Well, to answer your first question, you know, I was just bored at one of my homies' crib, and I'm like, man, let me work on some music. I'm there alone. I was like, I might as well just get in my zone. So, yeah, I did produce that, you know. I made all the music for that song. And then, like I said, my homie Lamont Easton, he touched that as well. You know, he put his spin on it. And then we went to the studio, you know, I wrote it a day before. The next day we in the studio, we dropped it, you know what I'm saying? We knew it was a hit. So, you know, with the rapping, you know, I really listened to a lot of, you know, Notorious B.I.G., Wale. I know you wouldn't expect it, but I really like Ace Hood. It's probably my number one favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? And then J. Cole. So those are the people that I really listen to.
Okay, that's what's up. So you say you produced on that, like you played the keys, came up with the beat?
Yeah, with the drums, everything that you're hearing, that's me.
What? Okay, correction, Monsters Radio disclaimer, correction, he's a triple threat. okay, I'm feeling that. So I'm like, baffled over here for a hot second. So tell us about, like, you know, some shows you got coming up, or, you know what I mean, some things like that.
I am performing in Indianapolis December the 12th, I believe. It's a little show, little event that people are putting on. They always want me to come out there and Broad Ripple. So I always go out there, you know. And that's going to be pretty much it for the year. You know, I'm trying to stay low and make sure that when this EP releases, it's something to be, you know, it's one of those where it's just like you remember it forever, kind of like the Usher Confessions album, you know. I want it to be something like that. So, I'm kind of laying low and thin. So, but Valentine's Day, you know, I have a little show here in my hometown, you know. People in the 99.1, they putting on the show, and I'm gonna most definitely be featured on there.
Okay. So I mean, what can people expect when they come to see you perform? I mean, can I come out with my lady and expect to go home to get some draws? Because you're gonna sing them. Well, I guess I ain't gonna get no draws because you're gonna sing them off her after your event.
All right, if I sing them off her, at least I can do is give them back to you. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm playing. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's when you come to see me, just expect a show. You know, especially if I'm performing with my band, oh, my band puts on a show. They rock. They rock out, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, most definitely, you're going to come and you're going to be like, who is this again? This is who? You know, but no, you know, like right. I said, I most definitely, I love performing. I rock the stage every time.
Okay. Well, I'm into the live band thing. So, hey, we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back. I'm going to spin another track. So I want everybody to hear everything I got of yours. So check it out. You might be at his event, and you might get a little too tipsy. This is his track called Way Too Drunk, Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday.
Sipping all day. The Henny's just a rocking Bombay. Studio, you begging me to see me. I might have to you might have to come and get me. I'm way too drunk. Shorty, I'm way too drunk. When I get home, girl, let's have some fun. If I try something, remember I'm too drunk. I'm way too drunk. It's about time you came over. Swear you're my Beyonce and I'm your hobo. Oh, my feels up and I'm feeling real good. Slaying my talk, swinging my walk, feel like I'm from the hood. Girl, your body is calling my name. This ain't no love song, but I'm still on my game. Your body's looking better after every shot. The closer you get, the sooner I gon' hit the spot. I apologize if I forget your name. I know I'm intoxicated, girl, I'm the one to blame. So baby, won't you come my way? I got some games that we can play.
Sippin' all day. The Henny's a Ciroc in Bombay. I'm in the studio, you begging me to stay. I might overdose, you might have to come and get me. I'm way too drunk. Way too drunk.
Hot. Like you know your body, drunk, your butt, but no party. Your legs are butter. You in the club, we tryna lift it up, so let's get it started. I love how you work that. Goddamn, where you work that. I wanna do shake, gonna twerk that. Throw a couple $100 and just work that. I don't know what's got in the mirror. This Hennessy is like energy. And your body close is like candy. I'm finna do the most, baby. Come get the D that I said out loud, my bed. Go and take it to the crib, my bed. Beat up your track like a nigga might will. Home of the liquor, but a nigga right here. Yeah, nigga right here. So fill your glass up to the top. Then throw that ass back, make it pop. Then let a real nigga find your spot. Then get up and be wet, no mop. And I ain't tryna spit no game. Nah, I'm just tryna get you out the bra. You a real freak, we can do it in the hearts. Turned up at the club, you can meet me at the bar. Cause a nigga been sippin'.
Sippin' all day. The Henny's a Ciroc in Bombay. I'm in the studio, you begging me to sing. I might overdose, you might have to come and get me. I'm way too drunk. Way too drunk. Girl, let's have some fun. If I try to come to remember, I'm too drunk.
Yeah, y'all hear him right here on Monsters Radio. That bumps right there. So I'm gonna ask you about the live band. What's it like with the live band? Because I think that's a real element that's missed today in music, especially in the R&B game, or at least here in the Twin Cities. And then also I'm gonna get over here. There's a lady over here from a company that really pushed about getting you on the air to do an interview because they like their music so much. So I definitely want to give her a chance to send a shout out or ask you a question. But what's it like working with a live band?
Man, I'm not gonna lie. The first practice that we had, oh gosh, I was nervous. I'm like, man, am I gonna sound bad? You know, how is everybody just gonna come together and be one? You know, after my keyboard player Bloom, dude is amazing. I played him a track. He caught along with it in like 10 seconds. Then my drummer Jerry, he came on and just he ripped it.
And then my guitar player, Sam, he came on. And it was just amazing, you know what I'm saying? And we went and we did a show, three songs, along with another artist, Rodamez, out in Indianapolis. Man, we came together in a week and a half, and we ripped that show. You know, I had people coming up to me after the show asking where they could find my music, asking about me and stuff. It just that really felt good, you know what I'm saying, for us to put the pieces together in that time frame.
Right. Yeah, because I like how, you know, the band, you know what I mean, you guys can alter rhythms, certain things, and, you know, sometimes it might be a little different, the drum little thing tonight or whatever, but, you know what I mean, I love it when I get to see an artist, especially an R&B artist with a live band. So, yeah.
Right.
Salute y'all on that one. So, all right, let's go over here and ask the lady, Miss Tanya from Pure Romance by Tanya. Now, you know, I'm just going to say it is what it is. Let's just open it up to the lady. We already know what she's going to ask, probably. You know, everybody went, you got a lady. It is what it is. Let's just go over here and see what she got to say. Now, everybody listens to the show all the time. Y'all know how it is. I open up the line to her. Sometimes she's nice. Sometimes she's like a rattlesnake in a tube top. So who knows who we're going to get tonight. So let's hopefully she don't show out and beat up old E Monster in front of our guest tonight. So all right, Miss Pure Romance by Tanya, how you doing tonight? Hello.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
I'm monster.
So I got a question for Trey.
Okay.
What do we got to do to get you to come up here to the city?
Let's set up a date.
Boop.
You heard that, E-Monster, right? Make that connection happen, and, you know, we've got to throw this event and get him up here.
Okay. Well, 2016.
Since you made me his fan by playing him all the time on your radio station.
Hey.
Thank you.
I just did my job as a DJ and spun the record. He the one made you the fan. You know, it's his vocal. It's not my DJing. I just play it. You know, say something funny before or after. That's him. So, we can work on that. So, all right, any other questions you want to ask tonight?
No, I'm just listening. Me and Ashley. Mm-hmm. Ashley says that she wants me to let him know that it's nice that at least he'll give the panties back.
we might be
so
able
that,
to
that's
do
very
it.
Gentlemanlike of him.
We might be able to do that.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, so I guess we'll go ahead and, get into, continue on, you dig? Definitely continue listening, ladies. Let's see, I'll try to ask some questions if I can. Ooh, my bad, I cut her off. Sorry, was you going to say something?
I said we will. We're cooking. Okay, listening.
All
right. That's what's up. So, all right, is there a special lady in Trey Marquis's life?
Yes, there is. You know, we've been together going on 4 months. Her name is Keisha. She's 22 years old, you know what I'm saying? For me, only being 20, you know, I've had some serious relationships. But, you know, I think that she might be the one, you know what I'm saying? Sorry for all the females that are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I really see her not going far, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing that really attracts me to her is that she's very supportive with my music, you know, and that's very hard, you know, because I know multiple of local artists like myself that have girlfriends and they don't push, and that tears them apart, because if you don't have your girlfriend supporting you, you know what I'm saying, that's supposed to be your rock, you know, they're not pushing you, then you feel some type of way, you know, you feel like, oh, well, if they can't do it, who will? So, yeah, I most definitely, I thank her so much for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, because, you know, they over there hating. You know they out there. They going, oh, it ain't going to last. They ain't old enough. It ain't going to last. I definitely wish you the best on the love. You did, because, hey, that's what we
thank
all
you,
need.
Thank you.
A lot of cats are talking about, I don't need this. I don't need, no, brother. No, that's not the way
exactly.
It's made. You did?
Everybody's so scared. Everybody's so scared of love nowadays.
Yeah. So I guess I go a little bit, you know what I mean, to try to help please the ladies a little bit with the questions, you dig? So, you know, seeing that, you know, me, it don't work for me. I'm just saying, I'm a rapper, you know what I mean? I used to try to sing, but no, it didn't work out, not like for you, you dig? So I kept to rapping. I be trying to rap to ladies, you dig, but it don't work, you dig? Not during a sensitive moment. It just right. don't work. She'll leave the room. So, I mean, do you like it like real gentleman light, like the candles, whatever, set the mood and, like, you know, sing some melodies to your lady?
Oh, all the time. Now it's to the point where she, like, you singing again? You got to shut up. But you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's not that, you know, I sound bad or anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
She hear me all the time. But, yeah, she most definitely, she loves it, you know. I remember the first time, you know, we had a night together, and we was just chilling, you know what I'm saying? We playing music off my laptop, which is my laptop is my, she's my wig, man, you know what I'm saying? But we not going to go into full detail about it, you know. But, you know, I got some music playing, and I'm just singing along, and she's just staring at me, you know. And that was like, I think that's the first time she ever heard me in person. You know, I've sung over the phone to her, you know, stuff like that. And then she finally heard me in person, and it was just a whole mood change. That's how I knew, you know what I'm saying, like she really was digging my music, you know what I'm saying? And my voice as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. I'm going to have to steal some of your moves. I mean, I'm not going to sing to my lady on the phone, but I'm going to show play some of your music, let you sing to her. It is what it is. So, all right.
Just
right
call
quick,
me. Just
tell
call me
people.
One time, you know, I do something for you.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, have you ever did weddings, or are you down to do weddings? If people try to book you to sing at a wedding?
I'm most definitely down to do weddings. I actually have one coming up in the fall of 2016. I most definitely, that's going to be a big one for me and my band. So I'm most definitely ready for that.
Okay. So how can people get a hold of you for booking?
You can hit me up at trademarquisebooking@gmail.com. And there's another email if you would like, you know, it's freshprobtv, that is freshprobtv@gmail.com.
Right. Okay. So make sure you guys write that down, and don't forget the show is available after the archive starts 24 hours a day, 365. You can also contact me if you don't have it. I ain't going to do nothing but give you the same links he gave, so you might as well write it down. You did. So I got another track of yours to play. Let's see. This one, I believe it's called Focused on You. You want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, man, it's actually a remix to Eric Bellinger's Focused on You featuring 2 Chainz. I heard the instrumental, and I'm like, yo, I got to rip this. I got to do it just as good as him or better, you know what I'm saying? And the same dude who's featured in Way Too Drunk, shout out my homie D-Rec, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing music together since 6th grade. He's actually featured on this one as well. So, and he did his thing, man. Y'all, he did his thing. So he's another upcoming artist that everybody else should watch out for.
Okay. So, all right, we're going to play this track right here, and then when we come back, we're going to ask him more about his album, some of the artists that he works with, and then we're going to do some shout-outs. All right? So, all right, stick with us. This right here is called Focus on You with Trey Marquise, Monsters Radio. Ooh-wee.
A whole lot of chicks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. I've been trying to tell them leave me alone. They've been twerking and ain't working. I've been curving because I'm focused on you. I'm trying to get you back to the telly. Trying to be a man if you let me. Baby girl, you so thick and your love so sweet. I just want to taste your peanut butter jelly. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, gee, wally, wally, wally. You're looking dangerous. I want you when it's obvious. We could be making crazy love. Whole world will be hating us.
while I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, gee, wally, wally, wally.
It's direct, I'm just trying to put my hands on it. See you in a club, shake that ass, girl, do your dance on it. Tell you about that money, show me why I should put my bands on it. Make it clap, 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 like you in a band. Don't you think I got a chance to put that pussy in a trance? Have you screaming, you the man, while you bent over the stand? While it's all up in your body, while I'm smack it with my hand. You don't think that you gon' take it, but you gon' take it while I'm here. That's why I'm here to let me do it, let me get it to it. Ain't no word about the bitch, so I debated it with the fluids. And she say she like my stroke, direct, he be fluent. What's the secret? Ain't no secret, girl, like Nike, I just do it. Don't believe me, I'll prove it. Yeah, I show it, and she'll throw it. While I don't roll, I holler back or throw it back. No, I ain't moving, I ain't going. And she say she get shot, but you blowing, I ain't know it.
You're looking dangerous. I want you when it's obvious. We could be making crazy love. Whole world gonna be hating us. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, Wally, Wally, Wally. I really, really wanna work your body. I really wanna make you scream and shout. I really, really wanna give it to you. I really, really wanna turn you loud. I really, really wanna work your body. I really wanna make you scream and shout. I really wanna hear you call me Poppy. I really, really wanna turn you out. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, oh, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. I want you when it's obvious. We could be making crazy love. Whole world gonna be hating us. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, gee, wally, wally, wally.
Hey, bro, my bad. I let that one go further than I wanted to, but I was grooving. I don't care what nobody say. I was grooving. I had to let that one breathe. You know, I just had to. I had to. So you have music online now for sale?
No, I don't. That will be going on at the beginning of next year, 2016.
Okay, okay. So are you dropping like an EP? You going to drop an album?
Yes, I'm dropping a short EP titled Dirt. Do it right this time. Everything is produced by myself and my homie Bloom. So, yeah, that's going to be coming the beginning of February.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely going to get on top of that. Let us know everything about it, you know what I mean, as it goes along, you know what I mean, so we can help promote that heavy. Put it on the .com and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean, to help you get to where you need to be. You feel me?
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. So let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Are you doing any features on the album? Is it like all slow songs? You got some clubs, politics? What can they expect?
I do have some features, you know. I will say one of them is my homie D-Rec. He killed everything that we do together. I do have some other features, my homie B-East, my homie Chris J.R., and my homie Jamel. We still got to finish this track. He go by the name of Juice, most definitely one of South Bend's best artists right now, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but other than that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be 7 songs. But yeah, I mean, everything is well planned, well constructed. So yeah, man, it's most definitely it's going down.
Okay, direct. That sounds real familiar. I think you might have been on our show a couple of years back. I'm not for sure, but yeah, we definitely gonna look into it when we check out your album. So any shout outs you want to give out?
Yeah. Most importantly, I want to shout out my mom and my dad, you know what I'm saying, my biggest supporters ever. They've been there when nobody else was. Shout out to my homie, LaJuan Easton, the PS Boys, you know, their whole movement. They got some crazy things coming too within the city and out the city. I want to say shout out my homie D-Rec once again, because like I said, he kill and rip every track that we do together. Shout out to my homie Chris J.R. He kind of got me started.
you know, my freshman year of high school, and he pushed me to really start singing. And, yeah, you know, like I said, shout out to my girl, you know what I'm saying, one of my biggest supporters as well. So other than that, you know what I'm saying, if I missed anybody, you know what I'm saying, y'all know, shout out to all of y'all. So don't feel no type of way.
That's what's up. And, yeah, bro, we definitely got to connect to see if we can get you out here in the Twin Cities. I got a couple other spots. We can definitely see what's up with getting you some promo dates out there. Matter of fact, there's a spot in Wisconsin where they're redoing the whole club. It's connected to a hotel. It's got all kinds of things. They're doing it, redoing everything to accommodate Monstrous Radio for us to come in there and do some live shows. Yeah, I would love to bring you out as one of the R&B sensations to present to everybody. So, but we'll talk about that. You know what I mean? Make it do what it do. So all right, that's what it is, y'all. So, all right, that's the interview for tonight. Still going to play a track of his on our way up out of here. It's Potential. Y'all heard it on the show, but it's still bumps. I know y'all still want to hear it. So, all right, that's my edition right here on Monsters Radio Wet Wet Wednesdays. Don't forget, you can also run back the archives, like them, share them, comment it. On them 24 hours a day, 365. You can find it at ShowLink, MonsterUSRadio.com, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, all right, y'all. Y'all enjoy your night. Remember, if you go out and kick it, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Boom! It is what it is. Y'all have a good night. Thanks, Ray Marquise.
Thank you.
You're going to be the baddest girl in the room one day. You're going to be the finest chick in the club one day. Yeah. I'm trying to see what you get into. Seems like you're experimental. Don't be shy, girl, I'm so gentle. I just see so much potential, girl. You're like a flower that blooms too late. Went from a seed to a rose, I watch how much you've grown. All of them niggas, they want you. And all the girls wanna be like you. They see how bad you are, so they just wanna be bad too. Just like you. The smallest ring, it still won't mean a thing. It's the little things that will alarm you. All your friends say you are crazy, but you tell them I am your baby. You will make the perfect soulmate.
Oh yeah.
We'll grow old and gray, the love will be the same. Oh yeah, no matter the age. My feelings will remain the same. I promise I will never change. If I do, I'll be the one to blame. It's not you, it's me.
I know you don't know it, but there we go.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.